Blog Talk Radio.
And I think most people who are fans of SCW Entertainment can tell you what that means, guys. We are once again back here, SCW Radio, like I said, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And we're back, and we actually have a good bit to talk about this week. As a matter of fact, the announcement went out this morning. The event page has been sent. The next SCW event to be taking place, we're going to be talking about that here in just one moment. But before we do any of that, guys, let's go ahead and give out that guest call-in number. Anybody out there that wants to call in and be a part of SCW Radio this week, any question, concern, comment, whatever, what have you, we'll take them all right here at SCW Radio. So without further ado, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, if you prefer, the live chat is open right now at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. On today's episode feed, go and check us out there. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, we'll address them in there as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about it, guys, because, like I said, the announcement went out, the event went out this morning. July 10th, 1 month from today, SCW Entertainment makes its return to Cornacre Fire Department. Haven't been there in, 7 months, I believe, by the time the show comes around. But like I said, it is a Friday show, a little bit different for us, but our usual start time is 7 o'clock p.m., we are going to be July 10th, like I said. We're going to be out at Cornacre Fire Department, which, in case any of you out there have forgotten, that is 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina, guys. It is SCW Entertainment's 6th anniversary event, and Cornacre Fire Department is going to help us celebrate that. In addition, celebrate the birth of this nation, being that close to July 4th, with a big fireworks extravaganza and a lot of things out there for the kids to do. So not only just a wrestling show, there's going to be a lot more activities going on out there, so be sure to come out. And I think I left out the best part of it is it's absolutely free, guys. So with that said, 6 years SCW Entertainment has been around. We're going to be celebrating those 6 years at Still Standing. Now, right now, like we said, the event just announced earlier today. No matches have been confirmed as of yet, but what we can tell you right now is that the SCW Heavyweight Championship will be on the line, and there are some rumors floating around, there's some ideas floating around that a number one contender for that title will be crowned the exact same night he will have the opportunity to fight for that championship. So some interesting early goings on with this Still Standing show. As like I've said, and it's going to be a huge show. Still Standing has always been a staple for SCW Entertainment. It's our anniversary event, and this event only takes place a week after our actual anniversary of July the 3rd. So it's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big evening, rather I should say, it being at 7 p.m. Make sure you guys come out. Like I said, free event. SCW Entertainment is going to bring its absolute best that night. We're going to bring our A game, it being our anniversary. So much more to do out there with the fireworks and the events that Cornacre Fire Department is helping us put on. So definitely something you don't want to miss out on. And also, if you had something to do on July 4th, that's fine. Do your plans. Come out July 10th. Like I said, it is a Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. SCW Entertainment will be at Cornacre Fire Department. So much going on, guys. Can't stress it enough. And if you're looking for information on it, you can find that at Facebook, which we'll go ahead and dive into some URLs and links right now so you can find all the information on SCW Entertainment and the upcoming Still Standing event. So, guys, you want to follow, friend, like, share, whatever, what have you. We are on the web at, our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, we're on Facebook. You can search SCW Entertainment, or you can go to a direct link at facebook.com/scwentertainment09. Also, we're on Twitter at scwgreenwood, or, of course, twitter.com/scwgreenwood. Also, guys, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. And, of course, each and every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., we're right here, guys, blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. You can also find us on Instagram at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And, of course, we're at Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can find us on a myriad of other social media websites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and more. All you got to do is go to those sites or even just Google in general and search the keywords SCW Entertainment. We're all over social media, all over the World Wide Web. Absolutely no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever the situation may call for, SCW Entertainment on your social media website of choice. Now, in particularly, we've been talking about the event going out, and guys, you can find that, and I'll restate this one more time, facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09, or just simply search SCW Entertainment on Facebook. Once you find our Facebook page, you'll see over to the left, once you scroll down a little bit, a little tab for upcoming events where you'll see SCW Entertainment Presents Still Standing. So all the information is there if you didn't catch it earlier. It's definitely going to be a huge night in my estimation, and I believe in the estimation of many of the SCW Entertainment performers. Like I said, sixth anniversary, it's pretty special to us, the fact that we've been able to do this for 6 years and we're still going strong, guys. So definitely check us out. Now, with that said, I want to give out that guest caller number one more time because we're about to go into calls here, and I do believe I have one caller already in my queue. So one more time, if there's anybody else out there that wants to be a part of SCW Radio this week, that number each and every week is 713-955-0804. And also, guys, like I said earlier, the live chat is open at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's SCW Radio, June the 10th, 2015, and you'll find us. The live chat is going on there as well. So many options if you want to contact us here at SCW Radio. So let's go ahead and start opening the lines right now. And if I'm not mistaken, we're actually being joined by an individual we haven't heard a lot from in the last couple of months here at SCW Entertainment. We are now being joined by none other than Ace Harris. Are you there, man?
Oh, it's me. It's me. It's Mr. ACE. And it feels so good to be able to say this again on SCW Radio. How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing pretty decent, I have to admit. The sixth anniversary of the company that I've helped run and now I'm the owner and promoter of, I feel pretty good about that. Now we've spoke here and there over the past couple of weeks and more recent time in your absence here from SCW Entertainment, and as I understand it, you do have an announcement to make regarding you and SCW Entertainment. So go ahead.
Well, it's been several long months since I have stepped foot in an SCW ring. I missed out on Blaze of Glory. I missed out at Ace in the Hole. And, you know, it's no secret that it was a triple threat match at Toys for Tots against myself, Tony Lycan, and Aaron McClure for the X Championship. And let's just face the facts. It's been 7 months, and I'm going to be mad enough to admit that he decimated me. That is Aaron McClure. So for 7 months, I've sat and I've had some contact with SCW, and we've decided that I will be in attendance July 10th at SCW for the 6 years that SCW has been standing. I will be there. And, you know, I think I'm going to make my presence felt. You know, I'm not just going to come back and say, hey, you know, have y'all missed me? Because I know y'all have. But, see, there's some individuals on the roster who in the past several months I've sat back and watched. And a couple of those individuals, you know, just strike me as kind of funny. You know, Antonio Smith is for one. You know, this time last year he was dominant, man. Him and his partner at the time, Marcus Mason, they was going at it. But since they, you know, kind of went their separate ways and Smith's been on this singles run, I mean, let's just face the facts, Smith, Antonio. What have you done besides turn psychopathic? What have you done? Absolutely nothing, if you ask me. And I think the fans, the SCW Nation, you know, they deserve a little bit of a change. And speaking of change, it's how long has it been since GPA has held, you know, how long have they held the tag team titles? for a good long time. You know, and
oh yeah, currently they are actually the longest reigning current champions on the roster. They've been champions since October.
Yeah, see, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything away from Cat Daddy and Del Frito, but other than that, what other kind of competition have they had? So maybe I might find myself a tag team partner lingering around and show GPA what's up and show them that, hey, Ace Harris is back. And Ace Harris is looking to make an impact, and that's exactly what he will do.
You know, it definitely seems like you've been keeping your eye on the product. You've been keeping your eye on what's been going on. You've said your piece with an individual who likes to now be referred to as Mr. Smith and, of course, GPA. You got to say, the Professor Murdoch, speaking of GPA, just fresh off a win, winning the ace in the hole contract. It may be a very – you bring up a good point. It may be a very interesting time to see where Professor Murdoch's priorities lie. He is one half of the SCW Tag Team Champions. However, he does hold that ace in the hole contract. He realizes he has an open shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship anytime he sees fit. And, you know, just to update everyone out there listening, the rumors, in fact, are true. Tanner Stone has suffered a few injuries. I don't believe it's anything that's going to keep him out of the ring. However, I do believe it is something that is definitely weighing on Professor Murdoch's mind. You got to think, is he planning on cashing in that ace in the hole contract to face Tanner Stone? And if he is, he may not, in fact, even his mind might not even be on the tag team titles. You may actually have an interesting point there, Ace.
You know, and let's get a thing. Let's make one thing out there clear. I mean, I came in to SCW as part of the XGR, same as Professor Murdoch. And that, you know, the Professor Murdoch, it's not just a gimmick. I mean, he's a smart man. So, you know, a smart man with a choice to make. And I believe, you know, even Professor, as good as he is, he still has to, you know, maybe he should go after that world SCW Heavyweight Championship, you know, and maybe I will be holding the SCW Tag Team Championships. Whether I have to go at it alone or find a partner, I really have no trouble doing either of those. But, I mean, you know, you're right. A lot of interesting things have gone down at SCW, and it has been an amazing year so far, 2015, for SCW, a year that I couldn't be a part of most of it. But I, like I said, I will be there July 10th, and I will make my presence felt. You know, it's been way too long. I've had way too much time to think. And, you know, I heard something about Tony Lycan coming, you know, saying that if I thought that what we had was over, to think again. Well, if you're listening, Tony, I just want you to know, man, these past several months have given me time to think. And, you know, I was the 2014 Best Referee of the Year. And that's something to me. You know, I'm sorry for what happened in the past. But, you know, right now my focus is somewhere else, man. I'm going to become something in SCW. The rest of this year will belong to Ace Harris, starting July 10th.
I got to tell you, man, I honestly never thought I'd see the day when and no offense, especially you, would be able to somewhat, I guess, bury the hatchet with your brother. excuse me. But I got to tell you, man, coming from a guy who has held four different tag team titles, it's definitely a championship that is worth pursuing, especially if you can find a partner that is on the same page as you are. So, I mean, you know, with that said, I got to tell you, I'm actually looking forward to this. I won't hold any bones about it, and if you have been following the product as you say you have, you will know that GPA has definitely endeared themselves to me here recently. So I will say, not even just for those reasons, but these guys, they have been champions now for 9 months, one of the longest reigns in the history of the tag team championships. Do you think that not only yourself but a partner of your choosing can dethrone a set of tag team champions that have been as dominant as they are? I mean, at the last event, they made an open tag team challenge that not a single team answered to. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, 9 months is a long time, and you can't take nothing away from GPA because you know, they have been the tag team champions for 9 months. But, you know, we talked about it earlier, and I believe that now that the Professor Murdoch has the ace in the hole contract, you know, like I said, he's a smart man with choices, but I do believe that he would make the right choice. And now, you know, whether somebody wants to tag up with me or whether whatever the situation may be at hand, you know, I'm looking for any open opportunity to get my hands on what I want. And right now, you know, it's kind of going towards the tag team championships. So, yeah, I mean, with all that's going on right now, with him being the ace in the whole contract winner and him also being the SCW, half of the SCW tag team champion, I believe that this would be the perfect time. You know, I believe somebody else wants to step up to the bat with Ace Harris and take it to GPA. I do believe that you could be talking to the next SCW tag team champion.
All right, man. Well, with that said, we do have another caller here, so we're going to go ahead and take that call right now. So let's see here. If I'm not mistaken, we are going to be joined now by a SCW fan, none other than, you know, I really hate Chris Weidman. Weidman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
That is unfortunate. All right. Well, Weidman, you've obviously called into SCW Radio, and I'm assuming you have something you have to say, so let's try to get through this.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
You know, back in December at Toy for Tots, taxed on Stone Tower, and now all of a sudden enjoy him becoming the champion. What's wrong with that?
Apparently you never saw the video that I posted a while back.
I did.
My actions. Well, if you saw the video, then you have your answer.
He must be the mayor of SCW. He was the president. You know what? I hospitalize him.
Well, I don't think you're going to do that. I think you're going to sit in the front row like a nice little fan. You're going to hold your camera, and you're going to make sign language towards people, and you're going to dress
sign
like
language.
The entire Clinton.
What?
What's
that? Man, Scott Pierce,
what's
wrong with him? You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Vanny boy. I got to tell you this right now. You may not get it right now, but in one of them wrestling shows, you, Tara Stone, and that pierced-eared, he called Scott Pierce and going to get what's coming to you, and somebody will take that title. It may not be T.J. Fawcett, it may not be Brian White, but if it's somebody, even if it could be me, they're going to get lucky.
It's not going to be you. And you're right, it would take luck for someone to beat Tanner Stone in the role he's on right now. But going back to your question, you say you watched the video, that's fine. But you posed the question, and anybody out there who has that question in their mind, who hasn't seen the video that I posted explaining my actions and explaining, you know, why I did what I did back 2 months ago almost, it's a simple fact. You're right. I watched Tanner Stone leave my company with the SCW Heavyweight Championship, and it was a mistake on my part. However, when T.J. Boss come to me with these hoop dreams of CW, which never came to fruition, by the way, he threatened to leave my company as champion the same way Tanner Stone did. And once Tanner Stone re-signed, he re-signed to a multi-year lucrative deal, and I knew that he was going to be here. I didn't know T.J. Boss was going to be here a month after that. So I made a decision, and I believe I made the right decision. And to this day, I don't regret a thing that I've done to T.J. Boss, quite frankly. And as far as your threats about someone's going to get their hands on myself or Tanner Stone or Scott Pierce, then you're absolutely wrong. SCW Entertainment, it's a new day. It's a new page being turned. And this anniversary show is a celebration of not only the fact that Tanner Stone is the SCW Heavyweight Champion, but the fact that I run this place. So that's not going to happen, Weidman.
Well, you know what? I'm glad Brian Wright showed his ass that day, and you fired him for running his mouth. He has every right. It's freedom of speech. He has every right to call you out on your BS.
Brian White called me out on my Well,
that's
you know
right.
what's fit? You know what's really fit?
What?
Not you. You know what's fit? The fact that he is unemployed now. That's very fitting.
Well, you know what? Man, I miss Josh Chilton. I miss the old SCW because the new SCW kind of sucks with you and Terrence Stone running it and roughing it dry. And you call me wide load again.
I'll give this to you. You're the only person that even remembers Josh Chilton, let alone misses him. So with that said, wide ass, what else do you have to say?
And here you go with Dwight Ayers, and you, Scott Pierce, call me Wyatt Butt. What's next? Transformer called me Wyatt Chocolate? Is that what it is? Well, you know what SCW stands for? Sean Wyatt Chris. You know, you're making me get crazy on your butt. I'll tell you, somebody's going to kick your butt, and they're going to walk it dry, even if I have to, and knock them 2001 glasses off of your face.
I really wish you'd try that one show, Weidman. I really, you know what, I'm not even much of a religious man, but I will pray that you decide one day to cross that barricade and get in my face, because I will come out of retirement so fast and T-bone suplex your ass out the building. You know, it's not
go
even
right
funny.
Here.
So please, I dare you.
How dare you, and how dare Josh Stone, and how dare Scott Pierce call me white, but every week in and week out. Do you have anything better to say besides call me white, but and white ass? Call
well,
me.
Well, actually, yes.
Dick
if you want something different, I'll give you something different. You are the worst kind of fan, as a matter of now
worst.
That
No. Take that back. I'm not the worst kind of fan. You're the worst kind of wrestler and promoter, and you're the worst kind of entertainer. You wishy-washy. You good one time, and now you're bad. You wishy-washy. You probably
I'm not
got
good or
a
bad.
Mental disorder. Are
you
bipolar?
Unfortunately, that Obama phone bottomed out on wide load again. Sorry, he couldn't stay on, but unfortunately, you know, when you buy cheap, you get cheap. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start rounding things down a little bit here. It's been a very interesting episode of SCW Radio. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to give some folks their closing thoughts. And we're definitely starting with you, Ace, because I've had about all I can stomach of that walking snack cup. Ace Harris, your closing thoughts, man. Go ahead.
And even I got to agree, that was kind of pathetic on wide load. I'm sorry. But anyways, my closing thoughts are, you know, 7 months I've not been able to wrestle in SCW, and it's time for, well, you said it, a new day. July 10th, I will make my presence felt. And anybody out there who thinks it's time to take what's theirs and wants to, you know, help me take out GPA or maybe Mr. Smith, whatever, you know, feel free. I'm Mr. Country Boy Fresh, and I'm out. Talk to you later, Mr. Van.
Well, you know what? I have to say I appreciate your ambition there, Ace, and I look forward to seeing what you got here when you come back to SCW Entertainment. And unfortunately, you know, being the host that I am, I'm going to even give the Wide Load himself some closing thoughts. So everyone bear with us while he tries to ramble incoherently. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? You are my worst nightmare, and I could be your and Scott Pierce's worst nightmare, even Tanner Stone's, because y'all going to get what's covered to you and that Professor Murdoch, Dr. Phil Waterfees. Y'all going to get what's coming sooner or later, and your radio show get canceled or somebody.
It looks like that Obama phone bottomed out again, guys. Apparently, he just can't keep a signal. I don't know what it is. It comes and it goes. But with that said, guys, one more time, let's talk about it. It is 1 month from today. SCW Entertainment will be celebrating its 6th anniversary, as we present to you Still Standing 2015. That is Friday. I want to emphasize that. Friday, July 10th at 7 o'clock p.m., we're going to be out at Cornacre Fire Department located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Like I said, our sixth anniversary, celebrating that, celebrating the birth of the nation, fireworks show, so much more going on. Bring the kids. If it's anything like last year, there'll be inflatables and things of that nature. So, you know, even more than just your standard wrestling show, there's going to be a lot going on out there. It's absolutely free. We're celebrating this country. We're celebrating this company, both in one night. So it's something you definitely don't want to miss. Remember, guys, Friday, July 10th, 7 o'clock p.m. at Cornacre Fire Department, absolutely free. We've already heard some insight, so to speak, that the fact that the SCW Heavyweight Championship will be on the line, a number one contender possibly even being crowned that night. So that individual may end up pulling double duty, so to speak, really trying to earn that championship belt. Also, we had Ace Harris on the line here, who's pretty much made an open challenge for those tag team titles and even had a few things to say about Antonio Smith, a.k.a. Mr. Smith. So there's going to be a lot going down. And, you know, I saved this one for the very end of the show. We are going to announce one match right here, right now, for the Still Standing event. And I kind of did pull the wool over your guys' eyes here for a minute. I do want to kind of save this for the end of the show, make sure everyone listens in its entirety because you never know what you're going to hear. So with that said, guys, I'm going to go ahead right now. We're going to announce a championship match that is going down at Still Standing. One-on-one, Anderson Strong will defend the SCW Internet Championship against the man who defeated him via disqualification at Ace in the Hole. I'm talking about Cat Daddy. We can go ahead and make that one official right now. Anderson Strong defends the Internet title against Cat Daddy, one-on-one at Still Standing. There you go, guys. So there you go. You know what it pays to listen to Wide Load's ramblings to get to the end of this show sometimes because there's some pretty good stuff. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up, guys. I want to thank Ace Harris for calling in this week. Weidman can die for all I care. And we will be back next week, same time, same place, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., for another edition of SCW Radio. And until then, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.